it's fairly obvious that we have placed significantly higher dollar value claims in the past. And that was due to some things that happened in the insurance world, which created a situation where there were a number of unclaimed funds that were simply larger in value. What's really significant and important, and what we're very proud of, is the fact that we've had a 27% increase in the past year over the folks out there that we have found who had unclaimed funds. And while they may be smaller, we recognize and we respect the fact that every last dollar matters to Ohioans.
How big have some of these claims been, and how small have some of them been?
Well, I can tell you that our average claim is around $1,000. We've had some as big as, well, for instance, we brought a check over to Marlington Local High School just earlier this year for $51,000. So I can tell you we've had them that big, and they can become significant. I know that we have some claims that are out there that are over $1 million. It's hard to believe that somebody could have an unclaimed fund that's large, but they do exist.
How many cases still basically remain unclaimed?
I mean, I can tell you that we have about $1.4 billion of unclaimed funds that exist on our records that have been existing since 1968. There are a significant number of outstanding claims out there, and that's why we work day and night, 24 hours a day, trying to locate those individuals and get them their money. We have many ways that Ohioans can find out whether or not they have an unclaimed fund. We have a website that they can go to, the Department of Commerce website, look up Treasure Hunt, put in their names and see if they have an unclaimed fund. We do advertisements and in local newspapers on a regular basis. We have Twitter accounts. We're out there regularly going to local television stations, doing telephone banks and calling folks in local areas. See if we can get folks with unclaimed funds reunited with their money.